Boom. Welcome to today's show, pre-show. I found kind of a cool show. It's kind of I don't know what's on this show, but here's the thing. And Rory and I have been in contact with each other. Rory McLeod, our dear friend in Columbus, Ohio, a curator, all around, you know, kind of the guy, the overseer in terms of much of our material. And Rory puts together these best of shows that are phenomenal. You know, you listened already to his commercials from the Milwaukee Lions. Rory has got, he's done a number of these, and he's got one for Don Berman. And we're going to roll out that Don Berman. But I wanted to clarify some things in my own head concerning Don Berman. And also, the file is so big that I want to make sure that I transfer it properly and that it's a file that my guys at the website will be able to handle. Because here's the thing. We used to upload, I should say, three-hour shows back when we were still doing the radio show up until 2013. We had three-hour shows still, and we uploaded these. God, I can't even imagine doing a three-hour show. That's how lazy I've gotten, man. It's just that, you know, it's a different show that we do now. Anyway, so the guys did upload three-hour shows, and now they tell me, well, you know, it's a lot of whatever the hell it is, gigabytes and that kind of shit. So I don't know, man. So I gotta check all that out with them before we do that. What else is going on? Here's a bottle of sanitizer. This is a lens and sunblock shirt that Jackie got me. I kind of like these shirts. They're great. They, you know, it's like putting on, it blocks the sun because I have this fair fucking skin, which, by the way, you'll see, I got a haircut, which makes a certain woman in my life very happy. She got me this, and I dig it, man, because you can wear it in the heat, you can wear it in the cold. I don't know if you guys know these Lands End shirts. It's really kind of an interesting fabric where you stay cool. You can be out on the beach, it can be a hot day, and you feel okay in this thing. Or it can be cold, and you got a hoodie, see, like that, see? Maybe I should just do the show like this. There's lots of guys and lots of gals, there's lots of people that look good in hoodies. I ain't one of them. I look scary in a hoodie. I mean, put a hood on me, and I look like something out of a fucking nightmare, you know? I look like Dr. Death, you know? Hello. Welcome. You know, it doesn't work, man. So, what we're going to do today on the show, we have a really cool show where, well, let me just tell you what it says. Mark Hinshaw, formerly with the Trump campaign, is teaming with Ted Bell for a new kind of stock car race. They go backwards at high rates of speed. Bobby Dooley is in the gym, angry that someone used a face app with one of her pictures and gave her a beard and curly hair. Bobby says, I'm going to find the guy that did it. I think I know the picture, too. All right. What else is going on? We're trying to figure out. Jackie's birthday is on the 11th, and I was in Florida for that. We went to the Pillars there in Fort Lauderdale. Got to know that place. A great little hotel. It's just a great little hotel. I can't recommend the Pillars enough. And they have their little dining club there, so you don't have to stay at the hotel. You can be a member of their dining club. You can go over, have dinner right on the water. Beautiful thing. It really is. It's a nice thing to do if you're, I don't know, you know, you have a woman in your life, her birthday, your anniversary, and you live in South Florida. You could do worse. It's a great, great little restaurant right there on the Intercoastal Canal. And then the hotel is right there. It's a little kind of, looks like it was built in the 20s. I think it was. It was like the Pillars family might have owned this as a mansion or some kind of a, you know, home. It's not a mansion. Well, it is big enough. And it was purchased and converted into a hotel. And beautiful place. So we were there for her birthday last year. And I'm hoping to get back there. But I got stuff happening that you guys will find out about in due course. You know, keep my fingers crossed. So I have to stay close to home, but I want to get back there at least for that. So does that mean I go to Florida in May when I know I'm going to be turning right around and going back there in June? All of these things will be. Well, this is back when I was chewing that goddamn bubble gum. It's buried behind this fucking board for start. All right, this has been the pre-show for one fucking hour of watching Phil flip his lid. It's a very valuable pre-show.
You got it. What else is fucking new, you nut?
Beautiful thing, man.
What else is new? This is Phil on the pre-show for today.
I'm looking at 4/15. That's this week, right? Yeah.
No, 4/15. What is back in today? This is from 20. Like,
tomorrow's the 19th.
Right.
You got it, bitch. You got it, bitch. You got it, bitch.
All right. Good boy.
Phil, I don't like. I didn't call you that. One, two. Let me get this fucking thing in my face, in my mug, you know. Hey, guys, if you like my show, and I hope you do, you're going to love Offbeat with Ricky Anderson. What?
Let's go.
Offbeat. If I got to go through this again, Dickman, you did the beat off joke. We're not going through it again.
What, is he doing it again?
Yes.
I just.
This
man,
is where the show starts.
Quit working the same thing, man.
Yeah, this is where it starts.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hey. Offbeat. If I got to go through this again, Dickman.
Phil, I don't like.
I didn't call you that, Margaret.
Well, when you're sitting there going, you got it, bitch. You got it, bitch.
Yeah, Phil, it sounds.
No, Phil, it doesn't sound anything, okay? I'm not talking to Margaret.
Just gotta lighten up.
Don't tell me to lighten up, Junior, all right? When Phil is sitting there going, you got it, bitch. You got it, bitch.
I was happy to find the copy. I shouldn't have been talking out loud. All right. Folks, if you like my show, and it increasingly it becomes scary, you know, I'm not sure. Anyway. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 10, 10. Yeah, see, you got that phone pot up. Yeah, you see, you got the phone pot up.
Yes, Phil, you do have the phone pot up.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Let's go with this motherfucker. Let's go.
Testing 1, 2. Let me get this fucking thing in my face, in my mug, you know. Hey, guys, if you like my show.
All right, here we go. All right, so anyway, that will, believe it or not, that commences the show. I don't know what happened, but it commences in a very weird place, and here it is.